Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Carlos Ignacio Trioni Bellione and Santiago Scarlatta, who are presenting their film, The Hypocrites. Well, first of all, guys, I'm happy that you guys are here. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for this interview.
It's going to be very interesting, I think, to talk about this film. I always hate to ask this question as a first one, but for the listeners who are not familiar with your film, would any of you two care to maybe provide them with a short introduction, maybe about the story, or just anything that you would like to say so that we can start then talking about it in more detail?
This is our first film. Well, we are from Argentina, Córdoba is our city. The movie is a drama, thriller, and a comedy for a moment. And it's about Nicolás, he's the main character, who works
weddings.
Exactly. Eventually, he recorded an incident accidentally. And then, when he discovered the information in the tape, he decided ask for money.
He decided to blackmail.
Blackmail, yeah.
Blackmail.
He sees he records something and. Then he decides that he might want to try and blackmail these wealthy people because it's the wedding of a wealthy family, so to speak. And so this is sort of what the movie goes around. And we don't want to spoil too much to the listeners, but obviously the fact that they are wealthy introduces, I think, an important aspect of the film. And maybe the class differences. I wonder whether that was part of the initial concept that inspired the movie.
In the start, the movie actually is inspired in our
experience.
In our experience, like camerographers in weddings. So, in that space and during this time that we work, recording.
Weddings.
We hear and saw things.
Not
exactly what happened on the movie.
Yes.
But things that
similar.
Yes.
We observed that social class and the movement, different reaction of the people. The first idea of the movie was show that. Universe is a complex universe.
Is that where you guys met while you were recording, as you say, or shooting weddings?
We met in the high school, in the university, in college.
Yes.
Yes.
But
worked shooting weddings. But not together.
No, but
we work together.
We work in
film weddings.
We work together in working in short films.
Yes.
For the college, for the school, but not working in weddings.
Yeah.
And then we decide work together in this project and start think and writing the screenplay and make the movie.
out of your experiences, then you shaped the film because one of the characters. In fact, I think it's the person that blackmails. He nurtures dreams of becoming a filmmaker. So that's sort of a autobiographical element there.
The movie is a part of our story, but it's not our story.
We never blackmail anyone.
Well, you never blackmailed anyone, but I gotta be honest with you. Yes. I will be honest with you. Sometimes I wish there was that I knew someone that I could blackmail.
Sometimes we wish the same.
Yes. So we have the same dreams of our character, yeah. But the difference is we decide not complain more and make a movie. So
and for the story, we thought is more efficient that the character going to make a blackmail.
Right. And, you know, in terms of style, especially in the first shots, when the style of the movie isn't immediately set in completely, I thought that you guys might have been influenced by a very raw style of filmmaking that for some reason made me think of Dogma 95. I don't know if you guys are influenced by that style. And, of course, the camera is static, but the angles, because I didn't know immediately what the story of the film would be, sort of reminded me of that. I wonder whether you guys are fans of this type of filmmaking and whether this is an influence to you guys.
We try to show how is the our work like wedding shooters. So the initial of the movie, we decide to
show the no editing material.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And this is near to Dogma.
Yeah. Our work as a wedding filmmaker is a documentary style. So that this part of the movie has this element and aesthetic. So what's important for us show that at first. So, well...
Going back to the actual theme of the class, I think that some people watching the film will see this, or will be inclined to see it as a metaphor for some type of criticism of the class system. Is that a comment that you welcome, or you don't necessarily see it as the intention of the film at all?
Our intention was say something about classes and the concept of the hypocrites. How that concept cross all the classes, not only the high class, even our class. We are a middle classes because Nicolas is an hypocrite too,
yes.
And he her. No, his partner too. So it's an important concept who defined the movie.
Do you think that we live in a hypocrite society, a hypocrite world?
Yes,
we think that.
Sometimes we are hypocrites too. So it's important know that and tell the audience.
Right, the audience.
Reminds me again of another film, Jean Renoir, The Rules of the Game. I don't know if you guys have seen that, La Regla du Jeu. That also made similar comments on society at large. But also because this film takes place over the course of a wedding. So it's a limited amount of time frame. And is there any challenges in doing that, in shooting a film like that?
Yes, it's very important to us that the film time is defined by the time of the wedding. Start and finish in that exact time.
Yes.
And function like a challenge for us.
Narrative and
technical
challenge.
Right.
It is a challenging thing to think. Well, as a final question, I know you guys, just being invited in Cairo. What does it feel like to be in this magical city, which, me included, I never thought I would end up here when I was reading about it in the history books as a child, but I was always fascinated with. I mean, what's your reaction to it?
We are very excited to be here. I'm grateful to the festival to invite us. Now, everything is amazing. Yeah. And we are now a millennial...
And this is all new for us. This is the first international screening of the movie. We never been in an international festival like that. Like this, it's magical and very exciting.
Thank you guys for joining us. It was a great pleasure to talk with you about your film. I remind our listeners it's called The Hypocrites, and thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.